Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over our lives. We honor you, O Lord. We exalt you. You are good, you are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. We'll bow before you, O Lord. We'll say you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you, mighty Father. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love that cannot be compared, for your mercy that is forevermore. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this great love that you have shown unto us. Thank you for the blessing of another beautiful day. We exalt you, Lord. We bow before you. We honor you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. Declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, my portion is blessing. My heritage is goodness. In the name of Jesus, I declare any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every stronghold of the enemy concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, every evil thought, every evil imagination that is put together against the will of God for my life, I cancel you today by the blood of Jesus. Every plans of the evil one concerning my day, you are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, as I stretch forth my hands unto the Lord, it is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profit. In the name of Jesus, the Lord teaches my hand today to receive blessing. In the name of Jesus, the Lord teaches my hand today in the business of the day, in the workings of the day. In the name of Jesus, not just my hand, but my feet, my steps are directed by the Spirit of the Lord. I declare today, the blessings of the Lord is my portion. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, the favor of the Lord is my portion this day. They follow me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of God into my life. He has declared in his word that the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare today, I assess the provision of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the unlimited flow of the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy all the benefits of the mercy of the Lord, of the blessings of the Lord, of his favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus, for this is my season to be favored. I receive favor from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the help of the Lord today. For the Lord opened unto me his treasures. He opens unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon my life, is upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that every coming together that is not of God concerning me, you will not stand, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over my life. I speak grace over my surroundings. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare peace over this nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I declare that the wicked will not prosper in their enterprise over this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that the scepter of the wicked will not cover the lords of your people in the name of Jesus. The scepter of the wicked will not come upon my portion, will not come upon my heritage in the name of Jesus. I am the plantation of the Lord. I am planted in the garden of the Lord. I am watered from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare today I receive mercy for preservation. I receive help in the midst of scarcity in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the provision of his mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to quickly remind you of our program that will be coming up this week, Thursday, on the 30th of April. By the grace of God, the program is going to start by 12 noon at our place of fellowship at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Yokodo Junction, Songo Eleele Road in Ibadan. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. It's a time of refreshing. By the grace of God, we are going to be looking into the word of the Lord, his word. We are going to be looking at the path of the word of the Lord upon our life, the path of the word of his blessing, and declaring his grace upon you as you appear before the Lord in Zion to receive strength and mercy. I would love to see you there on Thursday by the grace of God. Prepare, mark the day in your diary and prepare to come. The program is going to start by 12. It's a 2-hour program. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. The month of April, we have been looking at the word of the Lord. And of course, the month of April, we have marked it as a month that we are going to celebrate the grace of God upon the podcast arm of this ministry. And by virtue of the celebration, we are looking at the word of the Lord. We've been doing that since the first day of this month. Last week, we spoke about the word as a weapon. Today and the next few days, that is in this month of April, I want us to look at understanding the word of God. Understanding the word of God. Remember, our anchor scripture is still the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Understanding the word of the Lord. Dearly beloved, there is something I want you to know today. Every believer must come to the understanding that the word of the Lord is basic. The word of the Lord is principal to your standing, to your stand in faith. The word of God is the base on which you build your faith. The platform on which your faith stand upon is the word of God. Your faith comes alive by the word of the Lord. Remember, the scripture says in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the base on which your faith stands upon is the word of the Lord. The solid rock on which your faith is sitting on, so that when troubles, trials, tribulations, storms of this world come, that your building will not be moved, is when your faith is built on the word of the Lord. Listen, as important as every other thing you know in this kingdom is, the word of God is the basics. The word of the Lord is what fans the flames, the coal of your faith to becoming a full-fledged fire. What causes your faith to grow is by the word. When you feed your faith with the word of God, then your faith will grow. Listen, dearly beloved, as good as vision is, revelations, dreams, impartation, and every other thing that you might talk about, they are not a substitute to the word of God. They are not a substitute to the word of God in your life. The word of God is the principal thing. The word of the Lord is the base. The word of God is the tool that brings structure and meaning to your vision, to your revelation, and to your dreams. It is by the word of God that you get structure to your revelation. It is by the word of the Lord that you get meaning, interpretations to your dream. So if it is not found and structured by the word, or found in the word of God, then take the side of caution. then it means that you have to stand up and fight. You need to stand and check the scripture. As good as revelation is, as good and dreams and impartation and trance, as good as they are, they must stand on the word of the Lord, because the word of the Lord is the basic of all these things. Listen to me, dearly beloved, this morning. I am not saying that these are not good. Please, I am not saying that vision, dreams, trance, revelation, impartation, and all the likes, I am not saying that they are not good. That is not what I am saying. What I am telling you is that you cannot substitute the ministry of the word of God in your life. You cannot substitute the ministry of the word in your life with revelation, with dreams, with trance, with impartation. You cannot. They are not the structure. Dreams is not the structure. Trance is not the structure. They are not the structure. The structure is the word of God that is given to you. Anything outside the word of God would definitely bring error. Anything that you are putting together outside the word of the Lord would definitely build up error, perversion, and corruption in your spirit. The only thing that preserves your spirit, that preserves your life, is the word of God. The scripture says the word of God is pure. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5. Every word of God is pure, is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. The word of God is to preserve your spirit from corruption, from error. And these things comes upon your spirit when you do not make the word of God the basic. What brings structure to all these that I've mentioned before? Revelation, transformation, vision, impartation, and all the likes that you can think about. What gives structure to them is the word of the Lord. They must be founded upon the word of the Lord. You have to understand that all these must stand on the word, because the word of God has the ability to cleanse you, to cleanse your spirit. The word of the Lord has the ability to process that revelation, to process that dream, that trance, that revelation that you have. The word of God has the ability to cleanse all this. John chapter 15 verse 3, Jesus told the disciple that you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Beloved, understand that transformation only comes from the word of God, not from revelation, not from dreams. No, but transformation comes from the word of God. The word of God brings your revelation to life. The word of God brings meaning to your revelation. The word of the Lord brings meaning to the trance that you have. The word of God brings meaning to your revelation. The word of the Lord brings your revelation to life. Beloved, I want you to understand this morning, and I want you to hold this in your hand. Allow the word of God to grow in you. Let His word grow in you. The book of Psalm 119 verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If you remember in the book of John chapter 1, if you read from verse 1 and you read up to verse 6, at a point the scripture says that in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the scripture says that this light therefore shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. So what brings meaning, brings structure to your life? It is the word of the Lord. The word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path that keeps you on the right path. The word of God dissolves the deception of the devil. The word of God dissolve the deception of the enemy around your life. The word of the Lord cancel confusion in your thought process. Beloved, stand on the word of the Lord. Cancel every thought, every wicked imagination that is against the will of God for your life. I'm going to stop here today, and by the grace of God, we are going to continue tomorrow. I want you to hold this in your hand as well as you go this morning. The word of God gives you edge over fear, because the word of God harms your faith to defeat your fear. For we have not received the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of sound mind. We have not received the spirit of fear, but the spirit of adoption. The word of God gives you edge over your fears, over the fears of life, because this word of God gives power to your faith to defeat that fear that is in you. The Lord bless His word in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning that the Holy Spirit minister to you, minister His word to you as you go out today in Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to encourage you, go back to the basic, go back to the foundation, and that is the word of the Lord. I said it yesterday that the Lord has blessed us with technology. You can fix in your earpiece, your earbud, whatever it is that you have, and put on this Bible app and ask it to continue to read for you. You have no excuse not to check the scripture. You have no excuse not to check the word of the Lord. Read the word. Study the word. Meditate on the word. Let the word become part of your life. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.